and coastal flooding was possible from the North Carolina Outer Banks to Long Island. On Wall Street, the Dow is now ahead 877 points, the Nasdaq 289 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring. And today, there were several demonstrations of just that point.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
No wonder I'm feeling in danger these days. And welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. We now, from somewhere in Texas, join the man with the 10-gallon brain, our buddy blogger, David Blackman. David, how are you?
Yeehaw!
I'm happy, man.
That was great, so thanks. Authentically Texan.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Should I try to reply in kind with, like, howdy, partner, or...
Howdy, partner.
Or something equally Texan? So, as always, great to have you with us today, and there's no shortage of things to talk about, including what you just heard there from that imbecile that's masquerading as our vice president.
Oh, my goodness.
And the main reason Joe is still president. Really? But as outrageous as that was, I didn't have time to cue up the clip where she proclaimed that hurricane aid should be distributed by race and not by... That should be the primary determining factor. I'm just wondering how somebody who is sitting in the ruins of their home, looking at months and even years of anything resembling what used to be normal for them, hearing the vice president of the country say something like that, something beyond ignorant.
Yeah, it's so outrageous. So let's compare this hurricane to Katrina. This hurricane went through, and the hardest hit areas were 90 to 95% white folks. I mean, that's just the people who live in that part of Florida that got flooded out, and it's just so devastating. It's unbelievable. Katrina mainly impacted, or worse, most viciously impacted, the Ninth Ward in New Orleans,
right,
which was flooded with 11 feet of water. It was just so incredibly devastating and sad, and it was awful. And 95% black folks in that ward of New Orleans. Now, imagine if Dick Cheney, who was vice president at the time, had proposed that we're going to distribute FEMA money based on race, and the white folks are going to get it first.
Those who pay the most taxes are some equally...
it's just so disgusting. Such a despicable, just the thought process that you would race test hurricane relief money. It's just so extraordinarily distasteful. And, you know, and of course, the worst part about it is she was completely wrong. That's not what's going to happen with those funds. It was just, I guess, her personal bias led her to say that. But that's not at all what's happening in Florida, and it shouldn't.
They must really believe that they are scoring points to make a statement that ignorant.
Yeah, I think probably they do think it helps them get votes in November. They're always looking for ways to increase turnout of their voter base.
But
it's such a despicable way to do it. It's just
horrible. I can't think of I would like to believe that any person of color hearing a statement like that would kind of like, what? I'm not comfortable with that. You know, that's not the way it should work.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. It's such a tragic hurricane event. The devastation in the Fort Myers area is just overwhelming. It's just so awful. And it's every bit as bad as Katrina was, and my heart really goes out to all those folks.
Well, I, over the last few days, have been quoting a former National Hurricane Center director named Dr. Neil Frank.
Yeah.
And he said the easy solution to the problem with hurricanes is to stop building on the beach.
Exactly.
And of course,
somebody on Twitter last Friday posted a pair of photos of what Fort Myers looked like in 1951 and what it looks like today. And in 1951, there was maybe 800 or 1,000 people living there. And now it's a quarter of a million people. All those homes right up on the beach, no more than 10 feet above sea level. And yeah, you know, I mean, we're building these houses all over Galveston Island in Texas and South Padre Island in Texas, and eventually they're going to get overwhelmed by another hurricane.
You know, Galveston had one of them hurricanes before the climate change started, you know, like back in 1900.
Yeah, I saw an MSNBC reporter interviewing someone from Florida about the flood insurance problem in Florida, and it's a problem at every coastal state. But what are insurers supposed to do? You're being asked to provide insurance for a house that you know. I mean, at least on Galveston Island, they're forced to build them up on 11-foot stilts now, you know, so they hopefully are out of the 500-year floodplain. But those houses in Fort Myers are just, you know, built just like my house is, 500 feet above sea level up here where I live, you know. And if I was an insurer, I wouldn't want to give a policy for those houses. And it may be the worst thing we've ever done in our country is really encourage all this building in those flood-prone areas by forcing insurance companies to cover them when they know they're in a floodplain. And
Dr. Neil Frank started expressing that opinion, and he did it passionately for many, many years. And it just fell on deaf ears because money talks. The developers come in. The local politicians, they're not interested in doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And now almost the entire perimeter of the peninsula of Florida is developed.
Oh, it is. It's amazing.
I lived in Pompano Beach a number of years ago. It was a quaint place. It had, you know, mom and pop hotels, old fashioned touristy shops, a couple of high rises.
Yeah.
But what it looks like now is it's sickening. It really is. It's a canyon of what I call condoleums, where old folks go to, you know, until
it's all the
Lord comes to take them away. And they're just, I mean, I look, they built one right next to the Intracoastal that was just a few blocks from the ocean.
Yeah.
And this is a death trap.
It
First
is.
Of all, you've added thousands of people, and the distance between the intracoastal waterway in Florida and the ocean is very narrow. It's very limited. So, but you have now have hundreds of thousands of people who will have a bridge. They're spaced out about every mile or two, trying to get out of there in their electric car that they bought because they wanted to be, you know, fight the climate change, who will be going nowhere fast. And that is a scenario that obviously Tampa lucked out big time on this storm. They were ready for their 100-year event. But like you said, Fort Myers just obliterated with this thing.
Yeah, Naples got hit pretty hard. And, you know, Naples is another beautiful place. And I understand why people want to live in those areas because they are beautiful.
We used to go to Naples back in the 80s. My company had outings there every summer. And it was so quiet on that side of the state. It was so unlike what was going on the east coast of the state. Yeah. It was quiet. There were houses. It was boring, basically. I used to love to go to Captiva and Sanibel. I used to love Marco Island. And, you know, Captiva and Sanibel are disconnected from the mainland. Their bridge got blown away.
Yeah.
And you wonder, all right, now that we've learned our lesson, should we rebuild on those islands? What are you going to do? You can't make them 20 feet taller.
You know, that's what they've done in Galveston. I mean, they can't make the island taller, but what they do is they make people build their houses up. Like I say, it's got to be on 11-foot stilts that are made of concrete piers that go down to the bedrock. And
I saw that on the documentary featuring Isaac Klein, who was the Weather Bureau guy.
Yeah.
Who had, you know, knew something was happening, tried to warn people, but had no idea the reality that was coming. And his own house, which was three stories tall, and he thought built to withstand that kind of water, of course, got busted up by the storm surge, and his wife didn't survive. A lot of people, they had 50 people in his house thinking they were safe, and a good number of them did not make it, more than half.
Yeah, that's a great book, the book by Eric Larson. I think we talked about that last week, too.
In fact, Galveston at that time was the crown jewel of Texas, was it not?
It was. It was the largest city in Texas. It was bigger than Houston. Houston still didn't have a ship channel built. So what happened after the great storm of 1900 is Galveston, you know, got rebuilt. And they actually did. You know what? One of the great stories about the aftermath of that storm is that the city's leaders didn't want the town to completely go away. So they actually dredged sand up out of the Gulf of Mexico and raised the level of the northern end of that island by 9 feet.
Wow.
The whole island. And to get it up, you know, they thought would be safe. And they built this 8-mile-long seawall that also provides some protection. But the city's population dwindled. People moved inland to Houston, and they dredged out a channel so that ships could come land at the port of Houston. And that's what created, really, the city of Houston. It was the aftermath of that storm.
There's so much more to discuss. It's already 3:14. We're going to take our first break here. David Blackman is our guest as we visit the growing idiocy of the idiocracy. Idiocy of the idiocracy. I think I got that right. I went for a long bike ride today. I'm still trying to put my marbles rolling in the same direction. That'll be nice. David Blackman will be right back with you. In the meantime, for those of you, we appreciate you tuning in. When you need flooring, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go. And we've said to keep this in mind because we can have flooding here with heavy rains and so forth. We've seen that several times in the time I've been here. If you ever find yourself with damaged flooring, Georgia Floors Direct has experience going back to Opal and Ivan, where they were able to get the old flooring out and get it replaced. Just something to keep in the back of your head should you ever have that type of need. And of course, Jeff Mallinson and his team hope you don't. They would much rather have you come in because you're ready for new flooring, you want it at a great wholesale price, and you want it installed by real professionals who are part of their team. fantastic customer service, the guaranteed wholesale price, and superb installation. That's why they've been able to stay in business for 50 years. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, see Jeff Mallinson and his amazing band of Floriers, and also look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex is kicking off its 9th year, and you're invited Wednesday, October 5th, as they host a senior citizens appreciation party. This is a free event. Free range time, free gun rental, free eye and ear protection, free 15 rounds of .22 ammo, and a free target. Qualified instructors will be on hand to answer any questions. October 5th, Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. No reservation needed, and senior citizen age is 60 plus. Located on Carmichael Parkway. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. This beautiful fall weather pattern continues for several more days, I think. The nights continue quite cool, and I think a jacket will feel great tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity. More sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday. Then another batch of cooler air will arrive by Saturday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Bluewater Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Can I have some more vodka?
No.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today's show is brought to you by the first week of October. That special time of year when they jam pumpkin spice into every conceivable food and beverage.
By the way, one of the garbage bag manufacturers, I don't know if it was Hefty, one of them, did a full batch of pumpkin spice scented garbage cans, garbage liners, and sold them out quickly.
Of course.
Really? We that obsessed with pumpkin spice? We care to wrap our trash?
Some people are, yes.
Wow.
It's pretty stunning if you walk into Starbucks right now.
Mind-boggling. Yeah, it is. In these inflationary times, it's got $6 a day to waste on pumpkin spice with a little whipped cream or whatever else they put on top of that stuff.
I don't know. We finally found some coffee. It costs about $6 a bag that tastes just fine at home.
That's what we do. It is 19 minutes after 3 o'clock. David Blackman, our guest, as we visit the Idiocracy. I think the logical step here, after discussing the Fort Myers situation and the moron, the 24-karat racist moron that is our vice president, saying that aid should be distributed based on race. There's nothing the least bit bigoted about that.
Yeah, she got nothing on Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, let's get this. We need those immigrants to pick.
To pick the crop.
Nancy, should I put on some bib overalls and play Dixie on my banjo while you're speaking here? I mean, good Lord.
And, you know, she may actually believe that Texas needs 10,000 illegal immigrants coming into the state every week just to pick the crops, you know.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. I'm sorry. I get so angry.
I notice she's no longer interested in the ambassadorship to Italy, probably because Italy got their head out of their ass and decided to elect somebody that's a little more conservative. Gosh, they hate that, don't they? I mean, these progressives, they just cannot deal with somebody whose message is resonating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and somebody who actually won a free and fair election, right? And it just went the wrong way, so suddenly free and fair elections are a threat to democracy now.
Yeah, everything's a threat to democracy. Yeah, it's all a threat to democracy. There's a cloud in the sky. It's a threat to democracy. They're such babies. So, the next logical step, and as long as we're weaponizing everything that moves, would be, you knew this was coming days before Ian made landfall. Didn't really matter where it was going to hit. You just knew that they were going to use this to push the climate change garbage. And anything. If Ron DeSantis didn't have the entire state back up on full power within, 2 hours after the thing went through, wow, what a lousy governor. What a horrible, inept. It looked to me like he was really prepared.
Yeah, Florida is so much better off than Louisiana was in the wake of Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
That lady who was the governor, I can't even remember her name. Thank goodness I've forgotten it.
Landrieu, because I remember she wanted us to give $282 billion to a state that's stupid enough to have a city in a bowl right next to the frickin' Gulf of Mexico. What a moron.
Yeah, but Landrieu was the U.S. senator. There was a lady governor at the time, and then you had the idiot mayor of New Orleans.
Who's in jail now, is he?
Who ended up in prison, because he was so corrupt and... and of course the governor got defeated in the election the next year because she was so awful. And DeSantis, how do you manage a cleanup like this? It's just an enormous job. It took New Orleans 5 years to really return to some semblance of normalcy after Katrina, and even then today it's not really all the way back.
Especially in those Brad Pitt built houses that are falling apart. He's being sued up the yin yang over those.
And a lot of those are in the Ninth Ward, too.
Yes.
Where you talk about places that shouldn't have been allowed to be built back.
That should have been filled and paved.
Yeah, because that ward, that neighborhood, and God bless the people that live there, but it's 9 feet below sea level. Okay, the only reason it can exist is because of the dike along the Mississippi River that failed in Katrina.
I have never been to New Orleans as a tourist because I hear it smells like vomit in the summer, but I did drive through it on Interstate 10 in 2007, and when I saw it from Interstate 10, I thought, who was the dumbass that allowed this to happen in the first place? Storms have been happening and will continue to happen for time eternal. Yeah. But
every 30 to 40 years, New Orleans gets flooded out.
Nobody told anybody to build a city, at sea level.
It's below sea level.
Below sea level. Next
one of the amazing features of New Orleans is a giant cemetery that lies along the west border with Interstate 10 as you go west out of the city. Mm-hmm. And all the graves are above ground.
Right.
And they have to be above ground because the ground's below sea level and you can't dig a grave into that ground. So everybody's buried in these concrete monuments above the ground. And half the city is below sea level. So it's a city that the Army Corps of Engineers is the only reason why a lot of it can exist. And the problem is that all the dikes and levees they built along the Mississippi River have... gotten rid of its natural flooding activity in South Louisiana. And it's why South Louisiana is disappearing, because you don't have that silt from floods of the Mississippi River replenishing the land down there. And so it's a city that exists at a big cost to the rest of the state. And you know, I love the people there. I love everyone in Louisiana. It's one of my favorite places to visit. But, you know, New Orleans is, it's a difficult place to justify, really.
Yeah, you would think. But as soon as we solve the climate change, then we won't have to worry about a hurricane ever hitting New Orleans.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we just, you know, get all those windmills built, we'll be fine.
You know, and in spite of the horrific damage done by Ian, we're still at just the eye storm, and there was a lot of discussion prior to Ian's development that this has been a very slow season, not just here, but typhoons and elsewhere that are common at this time of the year have not been happening. So how could that be when we are building coal plants? And
really, if you look at storm frequency in the Atlantic Basin through the whole first 22 years of the 21st century, it's been extremely quiet. I mean, yeah, we've had devastating storms like Katrina and this one. One of the reasons they're so devastating is what you were talking about earlier, is we're allowing so many people to live along the coast now, enabling that. And the population's just so much bigger. The infrastructure is so much more massive that's available to be destroyed by these storms now. And so it's so misleading for these climate people to make these claims about the frequency and the strength of hurricanes. The strongest storm to ever hit the United States was the 1900 Galveston storm still. And, this was a big, bad storm, but we've had big, bad storms forever, and we'll continue to do so regardless of what we do about climate change.
David Blackman is our guest.
Kathleen Blanco was the governor.
Oh.
Kathleen Blanco, thank you.
I called her governor.
She died in 2019.
I called her governor.
Did she?
Governor Blackout, because she was an idiot, too.
Yeah, she just wasn't really qualified for that office, and it was a mistake for her to be in it. But anyway, God rest her soul. Yes.
3:28, David, stand by. We're coming back to the rising gas prices and why they're going to continue to rise. That is next. David is an energy expert. He's published in Forbes and is constantly in demand in the energy industry as a consultant, and we'll find out what we can expect next at the pump. In the meantime, if you have a concrete project plan, maybe it's something as simple as putting in a new driveway or patio, or maybe you'd like to add some parking area to your house. I see folks are doing that. This is what they do. Whether it's basic or you need something more sophisticated, like the incredible polished concrete they produce, or a stamped concrete patio, which is where we're headed at our house. And of course, Penny Earned and Tom Latham will do that job for us. I can describe this till I'm blue in the face, but my recommendation is that you visit Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on Facebook and scroll, not just the first few, go down that page for a number of minutes and take a look at some of the amazing things. You probably had no idea that some of the things that can be done with people who have expertise in concrete. But above all, it's the planning to make sure that there is proper drainage. Everything, it's not just putting something nice somewhere. It's having a full picture plan for whatever project you have in mind. Tom does not tolerate incompetence, and you'll love that. If you're going to invest in concrete, do it with somebody who's got the expertise and the track record to do it right. And that's Tom and Penny Earned. 284-9292 as we hit 3:30 with our first look at the roads and Skipper.
We had a minor accident a few minutes ago. Berry Hill Road at Taylor Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. It was a minor accident. Everywhere else around the city, we're looking pretty good except for East Boulevard, just about at the entrance to the Walmart Supercenter. Right up the hill from Troy Highway, we've got a minor accident there. It doesn't seem to be causing much of a problem. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Tomorrow afternoon, Trinham State will have an open house at their Patterson campus. Learn about their degrees in business, automotive and diesel, computers, robotics, medical, and so much more. Patterson campus, tomorrow, 4 to 8, Skywatch traffic. Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. They're pushing their radical socialist agenda on us all. They want to change our nation with trillions in new debt to pay for their socialist Green New Deal. Open borders to millions of illegal immigrants and deadly drugs, violent criminals running our cities, and rewriting our Constitution with their woke ideas. But conservative Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers, endorsed by President Trump, to fight every day to make government accountable, to stop waste spending, to cut inflation, to secure our border and finish President Trump's wall, to build a strong national defense, and to protect our deeply held values. Mike Rogers fights every day for our America First agenda. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative. Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On November 8th, please vote Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress, Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Alabama News Network is taking action against crime. We know it's local concern. That's why Alabama News Network brings you local crime coverage on CBS 8 and ABC 32. We work with Central Alabama Crime Stoppers to catch suspects, and we bring you the latest Montgomery County mugshots so you can see justice in action. Alabama News Network believes an informed community is a safer community. Alabama News Network, taking action against crime on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Doug. Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate-release melatonin and extended-release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better. Wake your best.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Have you ever seen a photograph of Mount Rushmore before it was carved?
Why, no.
Its natural beauty was unprecedented.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Here we are in happy hour. We like to keep our dads armed with the best dad jokes we can find. Oh, brother. Wow.
My granddaughter's going to love that one.
I love that one.
David, before we continue, please give your blog address so people can subscribe.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com, and I have an energy blog that's just blackman.substack.com.
Well, let's talk energy now. You have tremendous expertise in this field, and you did tell us a while back that gas prices would start climbing again, and they are now. I mean, yeah. And that idiot, that demented idiot in the White House is yelling at gas stations, time to start lowering your prices.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They're not.
So, in the wake of hurricanes,
yes,
I will say there have been instances, and they're pretty rare, but there have been instances when gas stations have tried to gouge people for gasoline.
Yes.
And so there's that's okay. That's some legitimacy to that. But gas prices overall nationwide have begun to rise over the last 2 weeks for a variety of reasons. One has been the loosening of COVID restrictions in China. Another has been the weakening of the U.S. dollar against other currencies after it had really grown in strength against other currencies for the month before that. And that was a big cause of the big drop in oil prices, because oil is traded in dollars. And as the dollar becomes stronger, the price for oil goes down. Actually, it takes fewer dollars to buy a barrel of oil as the dollar strengthens. But what's happening now is the dollar's starting to weaken. The market is anticipating the OPEC Plus meeting that's happening on Wednesday. There's been speculation they might cut 1 million barrels a day of production. I believe they're going to cut significantly more than that, probably 2 million to 2.5 million barrels a day. And then you'll see the price of oil continue to go up, and that'll mean gas prices going up.
And that means we need to rush out and get that EV so that when we're trying to escape a hurricane-prone area, we can get stuck in a traffic jam and die on the side of the road instead of in our home.
And that's if you can afford the EV in the first place, which costs 15 to 20% more than a gas-powered car.
Oh, quite a bit more, yeah. It's, you know, and we were all wondering, because there's really only one corridor north on each side of the state.
Yeah.
In fact, they had to shut one of them down because there was so much flooding and damage, briefly anyway, which prevented some of the trucks and emergency relief getting through. What are you going to do?
Yeah, is that DeSantis's fault too? That
everything is DeSantis.
The highway got washed out. Federal highway, by the way.
Everything is DeSantis's fault. You know, it's too hot. It's his fault because he's a climate denier. That's what we are. We're an election denier or a climate denier. That's their infantile 6-year-old response to anybody that disagrees with them. You're just a denier.
Yeah. My favorite deal was him getting blamed for the causeway that goes out to San Isabel Island.
Sanibel, yeah.
Yeah, Sanibel Island, excuse me. They got washed away, right?
I've been on that thing a million times, too.
Yeah, that's a federal bridge. I mean, it's a part of the interstate highway system, that causeway. So how is that DeSantis' fault? I mean,
because
the feds built that bridge.
When you've built an idiocracy, you know that a lot of people are going to believe it. Because
say anything, and you know 80% of the public is going to believe it because they saw it on TV or read it on the internet.
I know this. He had 52,000 personnel deployed for just for power restoration, and trucks as far as the eye could see. And he thanked the red states that sent equipment and people in. Some of it had to leave though because Ian became a threat then in South Carolina and North Carolina.
Right.
But there was still, the thing is, the infrastructure that Joe was going to fix. Didn't we spend like $80 trillion to get all the roads and bridges fixed? He's got a big road and bridge problem on the west coast of Florida now. So you better get busy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just talking today to a fella who's got a company that's going to build vanadium batteries, which is an alternative to lithium batteries for backing up wind and solar power. And his company is trying to obtain a grant from the infrastructure bill that was authorized, program created there, which the Department of Energy is just now getting around to beginning to hand out some of that money from a bill that was passed 15 months ago. That's how slow this is.
Wow. That's the speed of government, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And he's among the first companies that's open to get one of those grants. So it's going to take forever for that infrastructure money to redo anything.
So as we move forward from today now, our prices here were about the same Sunday as they were a week ago. They've stopped going down for a couple of weeks. What should we anticipate seeing then? Moving forward, and
It's hard to know what the magnitude will be. It's so much is going to depend on what OPEC Plus does on Wednesday. If they agree to cut 1 million barrels a day, then the spike won't be that bad. And you'll just see a gradual increase for the rest of the year. Because what's also happening, we have to remember that Biden's been flooding 1 million barrels a day onto the market from the petroleum reserve. And that program ended on Saturday. And so that's 1 million barrels a day that aren't going to be going onto the market anymore.
Don't we have to refill that reserve?
Yeah, they will have to refill it, but they don't have to do it immediately. I can't remember what the law says, but they have a period of months before they have to begin refilling it again by law. And of course, this administration doesn't care what the law says.
No, obviously they don't. Maybe our new ally, North Korea, can help us out.
Yeah, North Korea's got plenty of oil, I'm sure, that they can send over here for us. Prices are going to go up for the rest of the year just because of general market conditions. And we could have a very significant spike at the end of this week, because if OPEC decides to cut 2 million or 2.5 million barrels a day, then that will, you know, cause oil prices to shoot up another $3 or $4 probably. So gas prices could be back to $4 to $4.50 by the end of the year pretty easily, I'm afraid.
What do you think? Girl Scout cookies going up to $6 a box.
Man, that really puts a dent in my budget, because I love those things.
So do I. But weren't they like $2.50 a box not that long ago? $6 a box is crazy.
Hey, be glad if you don't have a swimming pool, be glad, because the little bag of chlorine shock, you know, the 1 pound bag at the pool supply company that 3 years ago would cost you $1.99 was selling for $9.99 a bag.
That's another good reason why we're filling our pool in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right idea for a swimming pool.
Well, we really don't use it enough to justify the weekly cost.
Yeah.
So we're basically keeping the thing alive. It's on life support, so it doesn't become disgusting or a haven for mosquitoes until we can get that project underway. David, when we come back, we're going to talk politics, specifically Texas politics.
Yay.
And any polling that you may have on other races. I mean, what I've heard next door in Georgia is that it ain't looking good for...
Not for Stacey.
No. And that Herschel has pulled a little bit ahead of Warlock. Yeah. Warlock or Warnock? He's one or the other.
Oh, Warnock.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah.
And some of the other great candidates they have in the ballot there. We'll talk that. And we got to get a little baseball in before the end of the afternoon, too. That's just got to happen. In the meantime, speaking of your car, getting maximum energy efficiency, it means keeping your car tuned and serviced. And Don Duncan would be the group. We hope you'll partner up with them with 3 locations, serving Prattville and Millbrook from high atop Mount Duncan. That's just behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. We did not have a predict-a-thon winner on Saturday, but we'll do it again Friday, both games. And in the meantime, if you need tires, everything they have, wholesale price. Don worked very hard to build direct relationships with all the major tire manufacturers, so there's no middleman. And when they give you a price, it includes installation. At all three, Don Duck and Allmark and Auto and Tire locations, also on Facebook. Local News 344.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. Montgomery County DA Daryl Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a case tomorrow that's challenging Alabama's congressional district lines. Alabama has 7 congressional districts, one where black voters are the majority. Plaintiffs say the state should have 2 because about 27% of the state is black. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Smart businesses are always looking for ways to improve. Better work days can start with CentOS. Your dedicated CentOS service reps help make sure you have what you need when you need it. We'll stock your essential cleaning products, deliver hygienically clean workwear, inspect your fire extinguishers, and provide first aid and safety supplies. CentOS is with you every step of the way, so you stay a step ahead. Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Tear up the terrain during Wild Roaring Raptor at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Join us Saturday, October 15th from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. as we give away stacks of cash, free play, and a new Ford. Be there as we hold drawings every half hour where players can win their share of $30,000. Then at 9:30 p.m., our grand finale winner will claim the keys to their new 2022 Ford Raptor. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Actual make and model may vary. Visit WindCreekWetumpka.com for details.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This beautiful fall weather pattern continues for several more days, I think. The nights continue quite cool, and I think a jacket will feel great tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity. More sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday. Then another batch of cooler air will arrive by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's October 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of October, 1995, O.J. Simpson was acquitted on a double murder charge. Wait, that's not the great part. Exactly 13 years later, on October 3rd, 2008, O.J. Simpson was found guilty on numerous felony counts, including kidnapping, robbery, burglary, and assault with a deadly weapon. Have a great October 3rd, the greatest day ever.
A great moment in social justice history, right?
Oh, boy.
I was doing news in Palm Beach through that trial, and it was just unbelievable.
When that verdict came down, here's an ironic story. I was actually having a drink in the bar at the El Dorado Hotel in Santa Fe, New Mexico with Tony Snow. Remember Tony Snow?
Yes, I do.
We had an annual oil and gas conference out there the first week every October, and he was the featured speaker, and he and I and a couple other folks were in there chatting when the verdict came down, and I'll never forget it. It just really a sad day in America.
Very much. Very much. So you wanted me to mention it, because I did not hear about this prior to that. Governor Abbott and Beto debated Friday night and said nobody talked about it. But I did hear that Beto has kind of like seen the light with illegal immigration and maybe has changed his mind about that.
Yeah, he's claims to have seen the light on illegal immigration and not confiscating guns and
wow.
Defunding the police, and you know, the guy changes positions like the wind blows. He's just the worst candidate ever, and the fact that nobody heard about that debate is great news, because if Abbott had made the slightest mistake during the debate, mm-hmm. it would have been all over the national news. So,
what kind of a lead is Abbott holding there, from what you hear?
In the polls, it's between 7 and 11 points.
Seems pretty safe.
I was talking to some folks in Austin Friday, and they were telling me that the internal polls and the Beto O'Rourke campaign show it an 8-point deficit, and they got no way to make that up. Abbott's got more money than he does, and it's over. The only chance he had was for Abbott to say something really stupid in the debate, or for the grid to fail. And you know, we're out of the severe weather now, so the grid's going to be fine. So
the Democrats find the weirdest people, like Fetterman in Pennsylvania. We call him Uncle Fester. Because he looks like that Adams Family character.
He looks like somebody just got released from the state penitentiary.
For a serious crime, too.
Yeah, for murder.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable.
It's like voting for a hobo.
By the way, speaking of murder, why is it that you would like the Alabama Crimson Tide to destroy Texas A&M this weekend? I'm just curious.
Oh, because I'm a Longhorn, and I just always root for the Aggies to lose. It makes me feel so much better every Saturday when that happens.
And oh, okay. Well, we'll do very best. I think we got a pretty good chance to make that happen for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be rooting so hard for the Tide. Of course, I like Alabama anyway. I mean, I root for Nick Saban anytime he's not playing Texas. But this one will be especially satisfying if he'll defeat the Aggies for me. I'll feel so much better.
I will put in the word. I am connected to some pretty influential former Tigers, including a gentleman named Bob Baumhauer. You've heard his name on the show many times.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a contest going with them for the Ultimate Iron Bowl experience that we will move into next hour, because have a couple of minutes left. Did you hear that choking sound of New York as Aaron Judge was trying to hit that 60-second home run?
Man, I've been watching a lot of those games, and I'm so disappointed in the cowardice of these pitchers.
Me too.
Throw him a pitch. I mean, the guy has walked an average of 2.5 times a game over the last 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
If you're a major league pitcher, show me that you can get the best players in baseball out with your good stuff. Yeah. Instead of this nibbling on the corners.
They're playing the Rangers this week, the last three games of the season, and I'm just hoping one of the Rangers pitchers goes up there and just lobs some gopher balls to him so he can get it done.
I think he will get it in Texas, and I think, you know, the Texas Rangers are playing for nothing. It's a good chance for the pitchers on that team to find out what they got against a guy who's had an amazing season. But the pitches that he's been given to hit in New York were just, but he had a couple, but that was
it. He tagged one, you know, I mean, he finally got one to hit and he just knocked it out. But I just don't understand the mentality of these pitchers. Challenge him with your fastball and see if he can hit it.
And if he does, then you tip your hat, you show sportsmanship.
Then you're like Al Downing, you get remembered forever. You know, he's the guy that gave up Hank Aaron's 715th home run, and that name is baseball lore forever.
And I don't think Al Downing ever regret. I think he's still alive. I'm not sure, but I don't think he ever regretted being connected to that historic event.
Yeah, and he had a fine career after that. You know, I mean, he was a good, solid major league pitcher for a long, long time.
On the other hand, if a New York Met fan. Boy, did the Braves destroy them and pretty much their season over the weekend.
Yeah, I think we got another Braves and Dodgers showdown, although...
I agree.
Actually, now that the Braves are in first place, they're in the other bracket. So, yeah, in the National League Championship Series could be the Dodgers and the Braves.
That would be a great series, and I think the Braves, either team could win.
The Braves are fantastic, man. That lineup is brutal.
It is, and even though they lost Freddie, they replaced him with a pretty good player. He may not be as adored as Freddie Freeman is in Atlanta, but, you know, that's the reality. You're going to hand out millions of dollars. You've got to make sure. So that's going to be the interesting contract this offseason. What do you give Aaron Judge? He turned down $213 million earlier this year. A lot of people thought that was a fair. He's 31 years old. Baseball players begin to decline statistically in their early to mid-30s. It's not likely he'll ever repeat what he's doing now. But here's the reason I think he should get a ridiculous contract. People will go see him. You watch. Ballpark in Arlington's going to be pretty much packed with people who want to see history. They want to see this guy not break the record, but he also hits the ball a long way. And you watch that. That's the difference in a family saying, you know what, let's go to the ballpark tonight. Let's go see what Aaron Judge does, just like they did when Mickey Mantle was playing and other great stars. Those are the guys that deserve the money, the people that put fannies in the seat. Reggie Jackson may be one of the best all-time examples.
Oh, man.
Nobody could make a stadium, even in spring training, because I saw him do it. Reggie could just electrify a crowd. He was a great showman.
He was.
We are out of time. As always, we certainly enjoy it. And we will reconvene on Monday. I should tell you, by the way, that the day, next day, after our last conversation, my team here, it was my birthday, and my team here, I told them, let's low-key it, okay? I'm 85. Let's just, you know, be real cool about it. Because I look good for an 85-year-old. And so the next morning, I roll my eyes. I see my daughter on the phone. Okay, we do this pretty much every year anyway, so that's really sweet. And as I'm talking, Rich Thomas, our weather guy, says, so how's the weather down there in South Florida? And she says, as she's walking into the studio door, I don't know because I'm in here in Alabama, and it's beautiful. And I had the shock of a life.